Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
All right, everybody. They convinced me to come back. I was car.
He was in the parking lot.
I was ready to leave because everybody's being mean to me today. So you know what I'm going to do, everybody? I am going to start being positive, Scraby. The Padres have played so well this season. They have done nothing wrong, and I don't think they're going to do anything wrong going forward. Apparently, this is all people want to hear.
Don't like this.
Apparently, this is all people want to hear.
Don't like it. I think. This is what I think. I think you should turn the cooking that you just received and flip it on somebody else later in the show.
Like who?
Not on the show, but I saw in the rundown.
Oh.
There might be somebody that has been saying some things that need to be cooked. And I think we should let Scraby go on a rant.
Oh, I'm going to cook them.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to cook them.
And you know what? I think Sam was playing a great role in trying to motivate you to use all of that energy built up to just absolutely destroy this person who most Padres fans don't like because he has terrible takes.
Yes.
Usually involving the Padres. So when he tries to be extra positive about the Padres, we're not buying his BS. And Matt Scraby's going to shut that down later on.
Yes, 320. We're going to be talking about that.
320, everybody.
320,
Scraby
everybody.
Is going to cook somebody. And you don't know who it is yet. But he is going to cook him.
Now I got it. Now you're putting
pressure on me. At 3:20.
No,
stay tuned. All of this cooking of Scraby is getting flipped, and he's going to cook somebody at 3:20. It's going to be glorious.
Okay.
I can't wait.
All right.
That's called a tease.
I've texted. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I texted Sam Levitt saying our friendship is over. So that's what we're dealing with here. The Padres are dealing with the Dodgers. We'll get back to a little bit of sports talk here for a second. But they're up in L.A. Game 3. And they lost last night, so they lost their team of destiny, or at least controlling their own destiny.
Yeah, let's not say they lost their
team of destiny. Is different.
Yeah,
controlling of their own destiny, they lost last night. And Sam did think that was a fair point. But tonight, if they continue to win the rest of the season, I'm very flustered right now. The rest of the season.
Guy's still rattled.
And the Dodgers somehow get beat in Colorado, the Padres still have a chance at the division. They just can't win it. outright at the moment, because the Dodgers are now two games up with four.
Padres need to go 4-0. Yep. Right, it's four games left. Padres need to go 4-0, and the Dodgers need to go 1-3.
Which can happen.
It's possible.
And the Rockies have played spoiler before, and they've played spoiler in the last couple weeks, and I like teams that play spoiler.
Bud Black, Aztec for life. Bud Black lives in San Diego still.
Do you think he's going to manage?
He's going to put the Padre hat on, be ready to go.
You don't think he dislikes the Padres for how everything went down with him?
Yeah, he still lives here. I think he's fine.
Yeah, I guess
he's
right.
Buddies with Chris and Tony.
Yeah, that is true. We got Joe Musgrove on the mound tonight for the Padres. We have Walker Buehler on the mound for the Dodgers. Now, Walker Buehler is not the same guy he used to be.
Buehler.
And it's because of his Tommy John stuff. I mean, his arm injuries have been really bad for him.
It's Tommy John stuff.
It's true.
It's Tommy John injury, yes.
It's true. He's not been the same guy. So I'm not as afraid of Walker Buehler anymore that I was before his surgeries and before his injuries.
I was gonna say the exact same thing. I'm not as afraid of Walker Buehler. I'm not really afraid of that pitching staff in general over there in Los Angeles. So go out there, kick some ass against the put the pressure on the Dodgers to have to take care of business and win two in Colorado.
Yep.
And you know, see where everything falls, because now that you don't have control of your own destiny, you know, you can only, and I said it before and Scraby made a point of it, control the controllables.
Yes.
As Brock Ungerich taught me, a lot of coaches, but he uses that term. But control what you can control, and what the Padres can control tonight is Joe Musgrove going out there representing his city and pitching on the hill against the Los Angeles Dodgers. You know, throw up some zeros. You can control being able to swing the stick at Dodger Stadium tonight with hopefully Fernando and Manny leading the charge, and go out there and get a W. Take two out of three from the Dodgers. Add to your season series lead over Los Angeles that you already won.
Yes, actually, I want to stop down real quick because we do have some history happening right now. The final out at the Oakland Coliseum is about to be played. Mason Miller is on the mound. The A's are up 3-2 over the Rangers.
It's Travis Jankowski.
Two outs, 0-2. This could be the final. Oh, yeah, against Travis Jankowski. This could be the final pitch ever at the Oakland Coliseum. And I got to say, I'm very sad about this. Growing up in the Bay Area, I'm not necessarily an A's fan, but I do have many family members that are A's fans and are hardcore A's fans, and this is very painful for them. I mean, it's almost exactly like what happened with San Diego Chargers fans and the Chargers.
Why is it not completely the same?
I guess it,
I feel for any team that I feel for any city that loses their team because of poor ownership.
Yeah, I mean, it is poor ownership. And then
the gaslighting by Fisher after
John
the fact.
Fisher putting out this statement, and if you haven't seen it, there was a sports reporter in San Francisco, I think on Channel 7 up there, that did a really great rant about John Fisher and how basically his entire statement was a lie. And John Fisher should be embarrassed by all of this.
He doesn't
and
care. He's
not.
He's rich.
He doesn't care. And he all he wants is to be a part of that upper level MLB owner crew, and this is never going to get him there because he doesn't even have a stadium in Las Vegas. And the final game has been played at the Oakland Coliseum. Mason Miller gets Travis Jankowski to ground out to shortstop, and the A's win 3-2. They had 48,000 plus people there today for the final game. And
isn't it amazing what happens just if you try? You know what I'm saying? The Padres. Think about the Padres, right? From the Padres' perspective, they had been so, so bad for so long. And the new ownership that came in with the Peter Seidler group. And all they did, it's not even like the Padres have won anything. They haven't won a division since they took over. They haven't won a World Series. They haven't even been to a World Series. They haven't even won a pennant yet. And think about how packed that place is because they try.
Yeah.
They just tried.
Yeah.
That's all they had to do was try. These owners, all they have to do is try.
You know what?
And people will show up in full force.
You know what I've noticed about life? You put a little effort into things, and good things come towards you. But right now, they're doing some of the post-game celebration. They're all soaking it in. I did see earlier today that a couple guys were being chased by security guards at the Oakland Coliseum because they were trying to steal seats out of the Coliseum.
I gotta say, if you are able to pull a seat out of a stadium and leave the stadium with the seat, it's yours. It should be yours.
Yes.
It's like capture the flag. They captured the seat. You can't go after them. It's their seat now.
It is their seat
What
now.
Do you need it for? Who's playing there anymore?
John Fisher doesn't want you to have anything without having to pay for it. All
does
right.
he even own the stadium, or is the city of Oakland own the stadium?
The city of Oakland.
Yeah, nobody's going to be there anymore.
Don't even care anymore. Because
I want the A's
over.
To make the playoffs next year, because you know for a fact Major League Baseball is not letting them host a playoff series in Sacramento.
No,
could you imagine if they? Could you imagine if they made the World Series?
I'm
where are they playing
you.
At? You going back to Oakland? You going to play
in San Francisco? I'm telling you, I have a friend in Sacramento, major baseball fan, goes to these AAA games where they're going to play, and says he has no idea how a major league team is going to have a season there. And the Padres, I think the schedule is right here.
April. They got him in April.
Yeah, they got him right out the gate in April. So it's April 7th, 8th, and 9th. On the schedule, and we'll see that stadium very early in the season. Okay, let's get.
Oh,
we haven't
cool.
done this in a couple days, but we're going to get to the Daily Gambit and go over some things.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Wait, John, do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. We do have an NFL game tonight, but we are not airing it here on this station because, obviously, the Padres are going to be playing at 7:10 p.m. Sammy Lev's EcoWater SoCal Padres pregame show at 6:10 p.m. But the game tonight, Thursday Night Football in the Meadowlands, I guess it's still the Meadowlands. It's the Giants and the Cowboys. Now, the Cowboys are 5.5-point favorites in this game, Braden. I know you're a Cowboys guy. You actually have a Cowboys shirt on as we speak.
Only just get a rise out of Tony, but he didn't
notice. Tony's not a very... When he's away, he's not a good attention to detail guy. When he's here, he probably wouldn't notice.
I like the Cowboys. I don't like them that much.
You're not gonna bet that they win by more than 5.5 points?
They should win by more than 5.5 points. Can you tell me the last time the Giants beat the Cowboys?
No.
That was when I think I was in high school. It's been like 14 years since they like beat the Cowboys. It's insane.
I understand.
They've
that
never beaten Dak Prescott.
I understand that the execs really like the Cowboys and the Giants and the Eagles and the Commanders. And the Commanders are actually pretty fun to watch now with Jaden Daniels and co. But I'm so tired of primetime games that include either the Cowboys, the Giants, or the Eagles. I just can't do it anymore.
They have the biggest fan bases. They're going to get the biggest TV ratings.
I know, but
you
really
want them to stop being on TV? They better... You got to have the Niners have more fans. They got to have more fans.
All right. So you said no on the Dallas Cowboys -5.5 in the game.
I say yes. I'll take 5.5.
Okay, you will.
They should
yes.
win. I don't think they're playing very well. They might be a lot worse than we thought, but I they'll handle the Giants. The Giants have not looked very good.
They haven't, but they're coming off of a win against a Browns team that was supposedly going to win the Super Bowl, but I never really believed it. Here's a one prop bet for tonight, Braden. It's a four-legger, and it's +650 total. Devin Singletary, anytime touchdown. CeeDee Lamb, anytime touchdown. Malik Nabers, 70-plus receiving yards. CeeDee Lamb, 80-plus receiving yards. Now, my thought behind this is Devin Singletary has been pretty good. He might get a rushing touchdown. CeeDee Lamb got into a big argument with Dak Prescott on the sideline last week, and I believe they're going to force CeeDee Lamb the ball, and then I'm taking a flyer on Malik Nabers doing it 2 weeks in a row.
I don't mind that little parlay there. I like it. I do want to correct the Cowboys, aside from when they sat players and lost a game on January 3rd in 2021 against the Giants, they're 13-1 in their last 14 games against New York. They haven't lost to the Giants since, aside from that one loss, since 2016. So I want to get that correct.
8 years is a long time.
That's a very long time.
But just to
recap your part, how many legs is it?
It's four. Devin Singletary, anytime touchdown. CeeDee Lamb, anytime touchdown.
I think that hits.
70-plus Malik Nabers receiving.
I think
yards,
that hits.
80-plus CeeDee Lamb receiving yards.
I like the combo of the yards and the touchdowns for receivers on parlays.
Me too, because...
If you think he's going to score a touchdown, he's going to get targeted a lot. I think, yeah. And, you know, I... I don't buy into the whole, like, oh, they're going to double-team him. Well, if you double-team him, that means something else is open.
Someone else, you're right.
You can't cover all the gaps defensively and double-team guy. It's impossible. So I think I like that. I think it's pretty good. I will be looking for that when I watch the game when we get off the air.
All right. Last thing, I was updating everyone. I don't think I did this yesterday. The Padres World Series odds now are plus 900. The World Series favorites have not moved at all, really.
Wasn't
the
it
The Dodgers 1200? Are still the favorite. Yeah, it was 1,200 so it's before dropped. They clinched.
Oh, okay. So since so they clinched.
After they clinched, yes.
You should have cashed in when you had the chance.
Seriously, some of these bets are so good to make at the beginning of the year, and if you just put like $10 down on them, if you can. I'm not saying for anyone to spend money on betting, but it's kind of like a lottery ticket a little bit.
$100 on the Padres, $100 to win $1,200 at the beginning of the year. I mean, by the time the end of the season happens anyway, you forget about it.
It's like the Jackson Merrill odds for rookie of the year at the beginning of the year was like plus 3,000.
I would have never guessed he would win the rookie of the year at the beginning. But that's why, I mean, if you take a chance like that, I mean, the only thing is you think you'd be hosing yourself. I don't mind the, I think Woods calls it the emotional hedge bets.
The emotional touch.
I don't mind
those.
Yes,
I have heard
that
before.
Bet on the Dodgers to win it all. So it's like I'm either going to make money or they're going to lose, and I'm going to be the reason why they lose in my own mind.
All right, that's it for the Daily Gambits.
That's it. You got nothing else?
No.
No college football bets?
No. That's usually Chris's thing. Maybe tomorrow I'll do some college football bets. But when we get back here on Gwen and Chris,
am I going to ask Adam who's going to win in Tuscaloosa this weekend?
I mean, I think he already knows that he's going to say Georgia. It's going to be
tickets for that game are not bad.
And Alabama is the underdog for the first time at home in like since 2007, something crazy like
that. I'll take the Bulldogs with buck 14.
On the other side, I'm going to do the roast that Braden so
he's
happily
going to
sold.
Cook. He's going to cook somebody.
When we get back on 97.3 The Fan.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, I think everything has calmed down just a little bit from the Sammy Lev segment of 240. If you would like to see why Sam Levitt and I are no longer friends, you can go back to the YouTube at 240 and you can watch that.
I'm going to cook you, Scravy. That's what Sam said.
He drafted that text message and he never sent it.
He didn't send it.
He didn't even send it. And so he said it on the air, completely taking me by surprise and roasting me for something that many Padres fans out there were thinking, and I don't like it. And now all of a sudden my camera just
that's
went
because you put your hand like this.
Oh yeah, the AI is tracking me.
You know, you could get back at Sam by roasting him when he can't defend himself since he's not.
But
here.
I don't want to roast Sammy. What am I supposed to roast Sam? Hey everybody, it's the Padres Radio Network. We have a good one tonight between the Dodgers and the Padres.
That's insane.
Joe Musgrove
like
on the mound. I know. I went into like
they
yuck,
called
yuck
me the
potster,
and Adam's just sitting there going like, "Well, you know, he's not here." He's like the devil on your shoulder right
That's
now.
That's a good point. The Sour 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by California Coast Credit Union. With MasterCard Local, Cal Coast Credit Union members can earn 5% cash back on purchases made with the Cal Coast MasterCard credit and debit cards every time they shop at participating businesses. Learn more at calcoastcu.org/shop-local. calcoastcu.org/shop-local. Now, I'm going to get into my roasting in just a second, but Adam brought something to our attention in the break, and it has to do with the A's, and it has to do with them playing their final game at the Oakland Coliseum. Right now on TV, they're actually saving some dirt from the mound, which is like, I know John Fisher's probably going to sell for $100 a vial or something like that, because that's what he does. But Adam showed us a picture of the grounds crew for the A's, and then the manager of the A's, Mark Kotze. They were getting into a picture, and it was supposed to be honoring John Fisher, according to the caption.
I don't believe the caption, but okay.
Mark Kotze decided that he was going to give the double bird to the camera during that honoring of John Fisher. So I'm not sure if it actually was them honoring John Fisher, if someone just put that on Twitter and then ran with it. But it looks like Mark Kotze is not a fan of this decision, not a fan of the Oakland A's or the A's organization, mainly his owner, John
that
Fisher.
That is a non-context Oakland A's post right there. We have no idea what the context is of that. I think a lot of people wish it was that. But
I believe it.
The SportsCenter account put out the picture of the double bird. How long is that going to be out there?
Yeah, SportsCenter is now the they're trying to be TMZ Sports, but TMZ Sports beat them to being TMZ Sports.
Yeah, not a huge fan.
All right, here we go. Adam, I'm ready to play the video.
Oh, he's ready to roast.
I'm ready to play
the
video.
Guys, ready to cook.
Man, Braden is
Scravy
overselling this because
standing on business.
He is overselling
Love it.
But here is MLB
guy. Come on.
Network's Brian Kenny talking about the Padres.
Padres taking game one in L.A. late last night, finished it off in style, down two in the ninth. Dodgers get two on. This is Miguel Rojas. Win probability at this point for L.A., 32%. It's a shot. And that's not counting Shohei Ohtani and Mookie Betts up next. But they don't bat. Manny Machado starts it. Jake Cronenworth makes the turn. Padres win game one of the series on a triple play and clinch it to finish things off. Clinching the playoff spot, they get into the playoffs. And again, with two games left in the series, they're within two games of the Dodgers in the NL West. So it's a remarkable retooling for San Diego. Let's start things off and do a little digging in and just focus on two
retoolings,
things.
Brian?
Now, there's more, but we'll just narrow it down. A.J. Preller and the Padres were up against it in the offseason, facing huge pitching losses. Blake Snell, Seth Lugo, Michael Wacha, all in their walk year. This isn't
all right,
getting
that's
into
all
Josh
I need.
Hader,
that's all I need from this, because what I want to say is I normally don't really get too angry about national hosts, but Brian Kenny has been a hater of the Padres ever since he made all those comments about Tony Gwynn Sr. and how he shouldn't have been a Hall of Famer because of the analytics. And 2 years ago, when Joe Musgrove had that game against the Mets, Brian Kenny comes out on TV and basically, without saying it, says that Joe Musgrove was cheating. Look at his spin rates. He had to have had something on his ears. And
never
you know what? He had zero proof of that. He never had spin rates. Never apologized, his brain just said. He had these spin rates of, oh, maybe a guy who's maybe a little amped up to be pitching in the biggest game of his life. And earlier this year, Brian Kenny said that the Padres and the Mets need to sell everything, sell the farm, and start over because they have failed. And this was early in the year. Brian Kenny is everything that's wrong with the national sports talk scene because all he does is make points that serve him best. If he wants to trash a team, he's going to trash a team. Now he comes back and says the Padres have this huge retooling and they're good for doing it. AJ Preller needs all this credit. Where was this before? If you want my respect, you need to stand by your take. So if Brian Kenny came out here and said, you know what? I said this back in March or April or May or whatever, and I was clearly wrong. And here's why. I would have so much more respect for that guy. But he doesn't do that because he doesn't care. He is a clip art or hot take artist. He is a guy who does his show, as Pat McAfee said about the Manning cast. He does his things for hot takes. And he does his things for Twitter clips. I cannot stand it. And I don't know how MLB Network has a guy like Brian Kenny working for them anymore. It's ridiculous to me. He doesn't have an expertise in baseball. He's a boxing guy. I mean, I just don't, I can't handle Brian Kenny anymore. I'm to the point where when I see these things, it boils my blood.
Cook. Well done. You know what we call those media members, Matt? There's a great name for them.
Grifters?
No. Ryan Leaf toned it very well when he's talking about the College Game Day crew. And I think Brian Kenny is one of these descriptions. Want to guess again? That would be a windsock. The guy's a windsock. Because all he does is just talk about whatever which way the wind blows is what his opinion is every single time. We talked about the BS of the Joe Musgrove thing. The Tony Gwynn thing is also utterly ridiculous.
I can't even get into it.
Hot take guy. But here's the deal with Mr. Windsock Brian Kenny.
Windsock.
The guy's a windsock. You can keep that phrase if you like. He's a windsock. During the season. And you brought this up, but this is what really gets me. During the season, he brought up four teams in the National League that should not be buying at the deadline because they are, quote, rebuilding and have no business wasting their money and assets to try to go after a championship this season, which, by the way, is non-competitive. That is so not, what a loser attitude. I mean, that's not a great attitude to have for a Major League Baseball team. All these teams should be trying to win at all costs at the best level. I think there's certain criteria that revolves in you being a seller. I mean, you look at like some of the teams like Oakland and Chicago White Sox, obviously, with that as young talent.
But he picked the Padres and the Mets, two teams.
But he picked the Cardinals. Which is
okay.
Fair. He picked the Mets, and at the time, the Mets weren't playing very well.
They weren't.
And he picked the Padres. The Padres, to me, it's like, no, they're not sellers, my guy. They sign these long-term contracts. They're not in rebuild mode. But to say that and then go off after the fact and be like, hey, look at all the great moves they made in order to put themselves in a position to be a favorite in the World Series, to win a World Series. It's like, hang on a second. You wanted them to sell at the deadline. They weren't good enough for you
but now
to
all of
go
a sudden,
out there
it's an amazing
and make
thing.
Moves. But now it's like, oh, look at all these great moves they made.
Here, Hunter on the chat says, Brian Kenny sucks, but he doesn't write the shows. And this is my response to that. Adam has told me since day one that he has worked here, it's not his responsibility to give me my opinion. It's his responsibility to help me learn what I should be talking about. And Brian Kenny has the right and the means to change his take if he doesn't like it. I'm not going to come on here and give Adam's take because Adam wants it that way. Brian Kenny has choice over what he says. And he continues to do this. And he continues to just attack the Padres. And this really isn't even a Padre thing. It's a national radio host thing. And I'm tired of it.
That's it's a Padre.
You got anything on this, Adam?
It's a personal attack towards Padres.
I was just going to say, I tell you, it's not my job to tell you what your opinion should be. It's what you should have an opinion on.
Yes, yes.
So Brian Kenny, the producer, will say, we are going to have a segment on the Padres or teams that should be sellers at the deadline. And Brian comes up with his opinion and he decides, I'm going to say that the Padres should do that.
Yeah. I'm looking at the chat right now, and I'm seeing a bunch of people that are saying the same thing. And hey, I'm not saying MLB Network is bad, because yesterday I said I like Mark DeRosa. I like that morning crew with Ruffalo and Lauren Shahadi. I believe Lauren Shahadi's on with the morning crew. I like Mad Dog. I do. I love his
like
outbursts.
The Mad Dog?
He's hilarious.
Well, that's why we're shouting at him, trying to do our best Mad Dog impersonation.
I know someone's like, why are you shouting? Because I'm fired up about this, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of these guys just going where the wind goes. As Braden said, he's a windsock. He's a windsock. All right, I got that off my chest. I hope everyone.
I know it's built in. Sam just
lit
a match, dropped it in.
I just got a text. Put that in a promo. It fired me up.
I think we should have Let's Gravy Cook should be a new segment, as well as I had another one that was spurred.
I was looking through the archives of the library for some like sort of sizzling fire type music to put underneath.
I just got a text from Sam Levitt saying, "Wow, that was really good, dude." And I just texted him back, said, "We're not friends.
Still not friends."
I mean, he's trying to win me back, and I'm not going to let it happen. Oh, it just can't happen today.
That's what it is. New segment for the Scraby Show: Scraby's Unwritten Rules. I think that's a great segment.
I might have to think about those.
It's kind of borderline daily gripes.
And it could, right? You know, it could be about, you know, putting grocery carts back in the,
yes,
you know, all these things.
Scraby's Unwritten Rules. I think that sounds better than daily gripes.
First segment of Unwritten Rules. I went to Vaughn's today, guys.
Here we go.
Went to go pull into the spot.
Here we go.
That was near the front, and I turned. Guess what? There's a cart sitting in the spot. I couldn't see it until
Can't
I turned
it.
Into it. I had
Can
to
you
reverse.
Believe this?
It was ridiculous.
Can you believe this?
So you know what I did? I took that cart and I put it back where it's supposed to go. As a former cart person that worked at Vaughn's back when I was 18 and 19 years old, you put the carts back in the cart thing.
Back in my day.
Literally 20 years ago,
I worked
for
like
Vaughn's.
39?
I'm 39. I worked for Vaughn's when I was 20 years ago.
I like hanging out with Scraby because I feel so much younger than I actually am.
Well, you are much younger.
I know
younger.
I am, but that's...
Braden was born after the 49ers won their first Super Bowl.
I'm 10 years, I'm 10 years younger
than you. That's crazy to me.
But the thing is I'm the old guy in most of my friend groups. I get called the old man. Around you, I'm spry.
Well, Chris, I
got to hang out with you and Chris. I don't
know
who's
Chris
older,
is here,
you or Chris.
When Chris is here, they ask if they need us to get him a coffin, so.
You dig his grave, right. And then you can dig your own right after that, because
right.
You guys are right there.
When we get back, C20 says breathe. I will breathe in the break. My face is actually turning really red right
Somebody
now.
Called you a cart narc.
I am a cart narc. All right, when we get back, Fantasy Sports Court, Tony will rejoin us on 97.3 The Fan. All right, everybody, I've calmed down now. Matt Scraby, Braden Soprenant, Adam Klug here on 97.3 The Fan. And we are going to be talking about something at 4:20. And it has to do with a little podcast that was recorded up the road in L.A. between Mookie Betts and Fernando Tatis Jr. So stick around for that. 4:20. We have a sports court here. We have Braden versus the Fans at 4 p.m. And I was asked on the chat if I take medication. The answer is yes, I take medication. Everybody should take medication if they need to. I am happy and healthy because of the medication. So whoever that was, if you think you were dissing me, you weren't, because I will gladly tell everybody out there I take medication. With that said, we are going to head into Fantasy Sports Court, which is basically Braden and Tony are going to make rulings on different fantasy sports problems. So we will get to that right after our traffic report.
Do you have a sports issue, San Diego? Do you need a third party to make a decision? The guys have put on their robes and picked up their gavels.
All rise. Here comes the judge.
Gwen and Chris Sports Court starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
And before we get into it, if you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla. For dining or takeout option, visit spirocuisine.com. Now, unfortunately, Chris is not here to wear the wig today, but we do have Braden and Tony and myself to help everyone through some of these sports court issues.
He wears a wig?
Yes, a listener bought him a wig. And it looks actually really good on him, I have to
it's
say.
It's one of the greatest things you'll ever see, Brayden.
He needs to wear that to softball.
It
I gotta
fits.
See him in the wig
it, like,
softball.
Fits. You would believe that that's his real hair.
That's
it's pretty
awesome.
Insane. But, all right, here we go with the first, I guess, case. And I click the button. There it goes. I have a friend who has won the last two fantasy football championships. He's kind of like Scraby, extremely annoying about his fantasy sports. My problem is, he acts like because he won fantasy football the last couple years, he acts like he's Mel Kiper Jr. of player evaluation. I keep telling him he got lucky and fantasy sports is all luck, but he says I'm just saying that because I did not win. Tony, are fantasy sports luck or skill?
There's definitely some luck. But there's also some maneuvering that has to take place in order for you to be a good GM. So, yeah. I mean, you know, these things are very fickle from time to time. And there are a bunch of people that feel like they, you know, look at some screens and crunch some numbers and hit a couple buttons. And they do feel like that empowers them to know more. Definitely don't disagree with that, but I do think both of those things can be true at the same time. It's some skill and there's some luck.
I mean, winning three championships in the last 2 years, I gotta say that it's more skill than luck. Brayden, what do you think?
It's 90% luck and it's 10% skill, if we were being honest here. Anybody that thinks they can evaluate
there
talent because of their fantasy football team is a joker and a liar. It's mostly luck. And you don't want to know why it's luck? You want to know why I know it's luck? I watch my dad's team every year suffer catastrophic injuries out of nowhere, and it's just the most unlucky thing I've ever seen in my entire life. It's to the point now where whatever he drafts in his fantasy draft, and unfortunately it's usually after my fantasy draft, I make sure I avoid those players altogether because their career might be ending. It's so unlucky for my dad and watching him do fantasy football. And a lot of the leagues are really, it's mostly luck. The skill that's involved is just not being completely incompetent about who's playing and who's not. Because the thing is it, even if you put together a team, you know, and you auto-draft, which, by the way, most teams that win auto-draft because the computer is better than most humans at drafting teams.
Not this guy.
But if you look at it, I mean, you still have to manage your roster and pick up the right guy when injuries happen. But with injuries and not being able to predict what happens, it's 90% luck. It's 10% skill. Tell that guy that he didn't know S about football.
I would say this. If Pops had been playing fantasy football this long and everybody he picks is getting hurt, you know, maybe it ain't luck anymore. Maybe there's a chance.
When he had Debo Samuel, catastrophic injury, I get Debo Samuel. Guy goes off almost MVP year. Same thing with Christian McCaffrey.
I'm just saying, Debo has... Debo has been hurt every year for like the last 4 years at some point.
But he had him before he started getting hurt. And then all of a sudden, Mike Soprenitz got him, and it's just catastrophic injuries out of nowhere. He drafts the guy the year before. Here's the best way to draft your team. Figure out who Mike Soprenitz drafted the year before, because he won't draft them this year.
Those guys
are going to go off. They're going to go off. That's the best advice.
That sounds like Chris Ello.
I was just going to say, how many times have we heard this from Chris?
It sounds exactly like Chris Ello.
The other reason why I think it's mostly luck, too, here's the other thing, is the way that you do matchups. If you play in a matchup league, like where you're playing teams, it's luck because you could have the second most points every single week and go 0-10.
Thank you.
Brayden has clearly thought about this for long periods of time.
Best fantasy league design. You do the ESPN standard scoring, and then you stack everybody up, all 12 teams. Winner of each week wins the week. If you want to do monetary things that, you know, that might, may or may not be illegal, you could do that per week. And then whoever's got the most points at the end of the year wins the league. That's how it should be.
I don't know about that, but we'll go forward.
No, that's because you didn't win that way.
How do you know?
because our league doesn't have this top to bottom.
I saw this on Reddit and thought it would be a good topic. A fantasy league has a team that is claiming they should be able to retroactively put Juwan Jennings in their lineup because they got into a car accident that morning and didn't have the chance to change the lineup. So they called the commish, told the commish to make the change. The commish ruled and said no. This person is hoping the league would understand, and this person is trying hard to make this happen. Side note, the car accident didn't really seem like people were hurt or anything, but due to the phone call requesting the roster move, Braden, does this person deserve Juwan Jennings' points?
The only time I think you deserve to make a change is if something acts up with the computer in terms of your pickups right before the week, or you know, if you have an interesting waiver period where if one of your guys goes down in warmups and there's a, you know, you still got to put a bid and there's a waiting period for your waivers. That's the only time I think the commissioner should jump in and make sure a move happens. But you know what? I'm sorry you got in the car accident. I'm glad everybody's okay, but you didn't set the lineup in time, and you know, things happen in life. Get your lineup in on time. You don't get to use the car accident as an excuse.
Tony?
Yeah, this is going to be a quick 2-0. Get this out of our courtroom.
0-2 barbecue.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. You know, I'm hoping one day this non-injury, everybody's good accident happens to Thomas Andrews.
No.
He's going to have no one in his lineup at all.
Hey, play stupid games, you win stupid prizes.
I mean,
That's right.
I do hope every Sunday that Thomas forgets to set his lineup. But
Tell me we don't all hope that.
Just because we've all hated
this is and the case is thrown out. Yeah, no, this is 0-2 barbecue, right, as Braid said.
All right, here we go. Next one. We have two more. We have a fantasy football league with a last place punishment, and I came in last place last season. I have until the end of the year to get a tattoo of my friend's choice. It can be super small and hidden, but I don't have any tattoos, and I did not think they would actually make me do it. Tony, how do I handle this?
Better get that pinky toe or whatever piece that you want to hide this tattoo. You better get it ready, buddy. Don't agree to do something because you think, oh, they won't actually make me do this. Because on the chance they do, you're going to be in trouble. So, bruh, get your whatever body part. What idea you got for this tattoo? Because it's got to go down, buddy.
Wow. Okay, Braden, how does this person handle this?
Didn't I just say play stupid games, you win stupid prizes? He played a stupid game signing up for this. Yep. I refuse to play in any fantasy league where there's a punishment for last place because if I agree upon it, I'm going to have to do it. And on top of that, I don't like making people do things that they don't want to do because of thinking about myself if I was in that situation. So I don't throw rocks if I live in a glass house, and I will not play a stupid game if I don't want to win the stupid prize. You played the game, you lost, and now you got to have the tattoo. That was on you. That's on you.
All right. I would actually be nicer and probably just let this guy out of it. But
well, then what's the point of the whole punishment?
Yeah,
they agreed upon.
You're also one of the people that would have agreed to do it.
I would get a tattoo. I have many bad tattoos, Tony. What's another one?
Would you stay at a Waffle House for 24 hours?
Maybe. I would do that. I also saw something where someone had to stay in a bar for 24 hours and
it's the same thing as the Waffle House.
They get like 30 minutes off their time or whatever. And
yeah, you can sit at like a fast food place.
That sounds like a reward, though. Sitting in a bar all day?
24 hours, dude. Have you ever sat anywhere for 24 straight hours? That sounds miserable.
You're talking to a guy who would have loved to be in a bar for 24 hours back in the day.
But pick something else, like the Waffle House thing. You got to eat like the all-star meal to get an hour off. I mean, 24 hours is a long time if you're just sitting there.
That's true. All right, final one. My wife saw my fantasy football name, and she is not happy with me. My team name is the Old Ball and Chain. She thinks it's making fun of her, and she wants me to change it. Braden, is this a bad name?
You're going to ask the guy that's not married first?
Yep.
All right. It's an okay name, but here's my idea with fantasy football names. It's like over-the-line names. You can't let your spouse or your family find out what your over-the-line team name is. It might end poorly for you. So I think when you come up with your name, just understand, you got to. I think, especially if you're married, you got to think, would my wife like this if she found out what my fantasy football name is? If there's any slight hesitation in the back of your mind that you might get yelled at or have to sleep on the couch, you should probably not do it. I don't think it's that big of a deal for a name, the old ball and chain, but you know what? I'm not married, so I don't really know. Tony, I think this is a better answer for you.
Yes, we need the expert on this one.
I would hope my wife wouldn't take it like that serious.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's not that big of a deal.
It's just a fantasy. Yeah, it's just a fan. My wife wouldn't trip about something like this. It's just a fantasy football name.
See, you got to know. Your wife, right? Obviously, I mean, you got to understand that guy had to know that she was going to be upset about this.
Yeah, I would think so. Like, if you've been married, I mean, there's probably been other situations where he probably should have, his antennas should have gone up, but. Clearly it didn't, so should she be mad? Yes, buddy, she should be, I guess, because you should have known that.
You know...
The question was, is that a bad name? It's only a bad name if your wife thinks it's a bad name. That's the answer.
Well, I can tell you why he named her the old ball and chain, right. Because she's no fun.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe it was intentional.
Yeah, could have been.
Maybe it was.
I'm about to look at the film on that one.
All right. That is it for Fantasy Sports Court. We have Braden versus the Fans, the final edition of that. Coming up next, give us a call, 833-288-0973. You have a chance to qualify for a trip to Las Vegas.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.